Representative Greg Stube is sponsoring the campus carry bill. Stube says terrorists target gun-free zones, making college campuses less safe without guns.
I don't think that an individual's right to defend themselves against any attacker, whether it be a terrorist or a mass shooter, whether it be in a restaurant or a mall or a shopping plaza, that right shouldn't cede just because they walk onto a college campus.
The Association of Florida Colleges has expressed concern about this measure, but Stube says he has not heard from any university presidents, although Florida State President and former State Senator John Thrasher has been public in his opposition to the bill. Representative Matt Gaetz introduced the open carry bill. He says private property owners should decide their own weapons policies. Democratic Representative Joe Geller defended people who want gun-free zones, but Gaetz shut down the criticism.
Well, they don't matter as much, Representative Geller, because the Constitution of the United States of America, particularly the Bill of Rights, give the people of this great country the right to bear arms. There is no corresponding right to go and occupy a gun-free zone.
He believes open carry will make violent crime rates go down. An amendment added to the bill allows concealed carry in legislative meetings. But other amendments attempting to impose restrictions on open carry around churches, movie theaters, and school safety zones failed to pass. Despite the House support, Senate President Andy Gardner doesn't think the bills will come up in the Senate.
In order for them to come up, they would need to come out of committee, and I don't intend to withdraw any bills out of that committee.
That could prevent both gun bills from going anywhere. For WFSU News, I'm Ashley Tressel.